Welcome to Ballads and Banjos with Sonia Hedlund. I'm going to play Arlo Guthrie all the way through. I love this piece, and I never play any more than just a snippet. Oh, in the Morning, and then I'm going to play a piece by his father. In fact, two pieces, Them Big City Ways, and then This Train is Bound for Glory, a bit of the wonders of this marvelous father and son.
Daytime, shine on everyone. Coming up on darkness, warm me in your arms. Let me know another lonely night has come and gone. Softly bring me music. Listen to you sing. Swiftly running, river flowing. Will it last be free? Oh, happy water. Me. Let me know another lonely day has come and gone.
Friend, I, George, here's a song here I'm going to sing to you that's got sort of a college education in it. One that I had had come to me one time when my mind wasn't doing nothing else. One that come to me when I just sort of got to watching the ways of a big city. Brother John moved into town, he rented him a flat and settled down. Law, law, he's a-getting them big city ways. Brought his wife and kids along, but $15 didn't last long. Law, law, he's a-getting them big city ways. The finance company right next door got his paycheck, then some more. Law, law, he's a-getting them big city ways. The banker got his furniture, and the auto company got his car. Law, law, he's a-getting them big city ways. Couldn't get out upon the street, he owed everybody he would meet. Law, law, he's a-getting them big city ways. Sister married a gigolo, honey, brother's paying alimony. Law, law, he's a-getting them big city ways. Got him a job on the WPA, but he got laid off the other day. Law, law, he's a-getting them big city ways. Mama mops the rich man's floor, every week she works an hour. Law, law, is he getting them big city ways? Oh, my friend, you can see, here's some good advice that's free. I'm gonna tell you about them big city ways. Finance man, he runs the town, and the working man, he gets run down. That's what I learned in watching them big city ways.
I just want to thank you all for coming and for celebrating my dad's birthday with us.
This train. stressful weeks, so we're putting together a kind of combo program, starting out with music about women to fit with Women's History Month, some old classic ones that I think you know. And then we're just going to go on with beautiful music. I think we all need a respite from all the news, all the worry, anguish, hardships that are facing us. And I hope you like the selections of music that I have put together for you.
Ain't gonna marry, ain't gonna settle down. Ain't gonna marry, ain't gonna settle down. I'm gonna stay right here, celebrate a freedom that I found. Ain't gonna be easy, ain't gonna be a life of ease. No, no, ain't gonna be easy, it ain't gonna be a life of ease. But I am a woman, and I'll be damned if I can't do as I please.
In the heart of New York City, near Washington Square, in 1911, March winds were cold and bare. A fire broke out in a building 10 stories high, and 146 young girls in those flames did die. On the top floor of that building, 10 stories in the air, these young girls were working in an old sweatshop there. They were sewing shirtwaists for a very low wage. So tired and pale and worn out, they were at a tender age. The sweatshop was a stuffy room with but a single door. The windows there were gray with dust from off the dirty floor. There were no comforts, no fresh air, no light to sew thereby. And the girls, they toiled from early morn till darkness filled the sky. Then on that fateful day, dear God, most terrible day, When that fire broke out, it grew into a mighty blaze. In that fire trap way up there, with but a single door, so many innocent working girls burned to live no more. 100,000 mourners, they follow those sad biers. The streets were filled with people weeping bitter tears. Poets, writers everywhere describe that awful pyre when those young girls were trapped to die in the triangle fire. In the heart of New York City, near Washington Square, in 1911, March winds were cold and bare. A fire broke out in a building 10 stories high, and 146 young girls in those flames did die.
There once was a union maid never was afraid of the goons and the kings and the company pinks and the deputy sheriffs who made the raid. She went to the union hall when meeting it was called, and when those company goons came round, she always stood her ground. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union, I'm sticking with the union, I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union, I'm sticking with the union till the day I die. This union maid was wise to the tricks of company spies. She couldn't be fooled by the company stool. She'd always organize the guys. She always got her way when she struck for higher pay. She'd show her card to the National Guard, and this is what she'd say. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union, I'm sticking with the union, I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union, I'm sticking with the union till the day I die. When this song was first sung, our fight had just begun, and union maids in the needle trade organized till the job was done. In ladies' auxiliaries of giant factories, side by side they won new pride in CIO victory. I'm sticking with the union, I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union, I'm sticking with the union till the day I die. Now union maids are found in coal mines underground, climbing to new heights on construction sites, and they'll never keep us down. In offices and schools, we'll redefine those rules, working every day toward comparable pay. And with union men we say, oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union, I'm sticking with the union, I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union, I'm sticking with the union till the day I die. So you gals who want to be free, won't you take this tip from me? Break out of that mold we've all been sold. You've got a fighting history. That fight for women's rights with workers must unite. Just roll those bones like Mother Jones to the front of every fight. And you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union, I'm sticking with the union, I'm sticking with the union. Oh, you can't scare me, I'm sticking with the union, I'm sticking with the union till the day I die.
On Election Day, 1872, Susan B. Anthony and several other women offered their votes to the inspectors of election in Rochester, New York. Claiming their rights to vote as citizens was secured by the 14th Amendment. They were allowed to vote, but were subsequently arrested. Indictments were found against them, charging them with the offense of knowingly voting without having a lawful right to vote. Of the voters, only Miss Anthony's case was brought to trial. She was found guilty and fined $100, which she claimed she never paid. Judge Hunt ordering the defendant to stand up.
Has the prisoner anything to say why sentence shall not be pronounced?
Yes, Your Honor, I have many things to say. For in your ordered verdict of guilty, you have trampled underfoot every vital principle of our government. My natural rights, my civil rights, my political rights, my judicial rights are all alike ignored. Robbed of the fundamental privilege of citizenship, I am degraded from the status of a citizen to that of a subject. And not only myself individually, but all of my sex are, by Your Honor's verdict, doomed to political subjection under this so-called form of government.
The prisoner must sit down. The court cannot allow it.
All of my prosecutors, from the 8th Ward Corner grocery politician who entered the complaint, to the U.S. Marshal, Commissioner, District Attorney, District Judge, Your Honor on the bench, not one is my peer, but each and all are my political sovereigns. And had Your Honor submitted my case to the jury, as was clearly your duty, even then I should have had just cause of protest. For not one of those men was my peer, but native or foreign-born, white or black, rich or poor, educated or ignorant, awake or asleep, sober or drunk. Each and every man of them was my political superior, hence in no sense my peer. Even my counsel, the Honorable Henry R. Selden, who has argued my case so ably, so earnestly, so unanswerably before Your Honor, is my political sovereign. Precisely as no disfranchised person is entitled to sit upon a jury, and no woman is entitled to the franchise, so none but a regularly admitted lawyer is allowed to practice in the courts, and no woman can gain admission to the bar. Hence, jury, judge, counsel must all be of the superior class.
The court must insist. The prisoner has been tried according to the established forms of law.
Yes, Your Honor, but by forms of law all made by men, interpreted by men, administered by men, in favor of men and against women. And hence, Your Honor's ordered verdict of guilty against a United States citizen for the exercise of that citizen's right to vote, simply because that citizen was a woman and not a man. But yesterday, the same man made forms of law, declared it a crime punishable with $1,000 fine and 6 months imprisonment for you or me or any of us to give a cup of cold water, a crust of bread, or a night's shelter to a panting fugitive as he was tracking his way to Canada. And every man or woman in whose veins coursed a drop of human sympathy violated that wicked law, reckless of consequences, and was justified in so doing. As then the slaves who got their freedom must take it over or under or through the unjust forms of law, precisely so now must women, to get their right to a voice in this government, take it. And I have taken mine and mean to take it at every possible opportunity.
The sentence of the court is that you pay a fine of $100 and the costs of the prosecution.
May it please Your Honor, I shall never pay a dollar of your unjust penalty. All the stock in trade I possess is a $10,000 debt incurred by publishing my paper, The Revolution, 4 years ago, the sole object of which was to educate all women to do precisely as I have done, rebel against your man-made, unjust, unconstitutional forms of law that tax, fine, imprison, and hang women while they deny them the right of representation in the government. And I shall work on with might and main to pay every dollar of that honest debt, but not a penny shall go to this unjust claim. And I shall earnestly and persistently continue to urge all women to the practical recognition of the old revolutionary maxim that resistance to tyranny is obedience to God.
Madam, the court will not order you committed until the fine is paid.
Thank you. tell me he's so fine. Lord, honey, I just might sneak up, try to make him mine. Now, women, be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't be no fool. Don't advertise your man. Baby, don't do it.
Well, Bonnie is quite the singer. She's been around a very long time. Bonnie Raitt, that was called Women Be Wise. Before that, we heard Susan B. Anthony, a whole long thing about from Doreen Rappaport and Susan Kempler. But The Women Rose, Volume 1, was that long piece of spoken word. Then Ann Feeney, Union Maid, the title song from that album. And looking back to that fire, the shirtwaist triangle fire, and that was Bev Grant. Ain't Gonna Marry was where we ended off the very first piece of that. Papa, Don't Lay That on Me. Chicago Women's Liberation. Now, something a bit different. This will be Ruby Dee, just a short clip of hers. Today is Ours, Let's Be at It. That's a really fine one. And then some pieces about Shirley Chisholm. I was recently at the Brooklyn Museum, right across from by the park there, Prospect Park, the gardens, and there was a marvelous picture of her, a whole portrait of her. So a couple of pieces about Shirley Chisholm, and then something called Women, John Lennon Woman, that's the one that everybody knows. And then we'll change it a bit, When I Was a Girl in Colorado, Judy Collins.
Today is ours. Let's live it. And love is strong. Let's give it. A song can help. Let's sing it. And peace is dear. Let's bring it. The past is gone. Don't rue it. Our work is here. Let's do it. Our world is wrong. Let's right it. The battle hard. Let's fight it. The road is rough. Let's clear it. The future vast. Don't fear it. Is faith asleep? Let's wake it. Today is ours. Let's take it.
Shirley Chisholm is the first Black woman elected to the House of Representatives. She speaks to her colleagues on May 21, 1969, on the problem of equal rights for women.
Why is it acceptable for women to be secretaries, librarians, and teachers, but totally unacceptable for them to be managers, administrators, doctors, lawyers, and members of Congress? The unspoken assumption is that women are different. They do not have executive ability, orderly minds, stability, leadership skills, and they are too emotional. It has been observed before that society for a long time discriminated against another minority, the Blacks, on the same basis, that they were different and inferior. The happy little homemaker and the contented old darkie on the plantation were both stereotypes produced by prejudice. This country is both racist and anti-feminist. Few, if any, Americans are free of the psychological wounds imposed by racism and anti-feminism. Prejudice against Blacks is becoming unacceptable, although it will take years to eliminate. But it is doomed because slowly white America is beginning to admit that it exists. Prejudice against women is still acceptable. There is very little understanding yet of the immorality involved in double pay scales and the classification of most of the better jobs as for men only. More than half of the population of the United States is female, but women occupy only 2% of the managerial positions. They have not even reached the level of tokenism yet. No women sit on the AFL-CIO Council or Supreme Court. There have only been two women who have held cabinet rank, and at present there are none. Only two women now hold ambassadorial ranks in the diplomatic corps. In Congress, we are down to one senator and 10 representatives.
That piece by Shirley Chisholm was from 1972.
Woman, I can hardly express my mixed emotions and my thoughtlessness. After all, I'm forever in your debt. And woman, I will try to
the world awakes to feed the heart. farmer sees a dream has played a part. We
I said I'd play beautiful songs, so here we have Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong.
Chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the tree. My heart.
girl in Paris. Chestnut blossoms, holiday tables under the trees, babe. April in Paris. This is the feeling. Never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing, never miss it, a warm embrace till April in Paris. Now who can I run to? Oh, what have you done to my heart?
Thank you.
we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Where are the clowns? Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Just when I'd start opening doors, finally making my entrance again with my usual flair, sure of my light, no one is there. Don't you love father, there he thank you.
Some very beautiful music, and I really hope you like those selections that I played. They're difficult days everyone's going through, and I wanted to do something different. So we played Ella Fitzgerald and Louis Armstrong, April in Paris, and Send in the Clowns, Judy Collins, and then that wonderful piece by Jake Shimabukuro, Colors of the Wind. That's on the ukulele. I mean, pretty amazing. So thanks so much for tuning into Ballads and Banjos. It really is a pleasure, a privilege to do this show, work here at the station. I really don't do live shows anymore. It's a little hard to get here so early in the morning. But I think the station is wonderful, and I hope you'll think of supporting us and listening to all the music that we play right here on WJFF. Okay, a little bit to go out. It's called, believe it or not, 30 Turkeys. Work like you don't need the money, love like you've never been hurt, and dance like no one's watching. Come back next week, I'll be here.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Morgan Outdoors, celebrating 20 years as a local source for hiking, snowshoeing, and discovering the great outdoors. On Main Street in Hurleyville, near the rail trail, morgan-outdoors.com.
The meteorologists say that spring begins on the 1st of March. Though they don't live in the Catskills, where all too often in early March we look out and see nothing but snow. But every year we like to bring you spring songs. So next time on The Bugler, the Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, we'll hear songs about spring. Please join me next Sunday afternoon at 3.
On last week's Wait, Wait, Alonzo Bowden couldn't quite believe that Survivor has reached 50 seasons.
I still have a big problem believing it's tough to survive when the camera crew is eating somewhere.
Yeah. I'm Peter Sagal. Join us this week as we get tips from the new voice of baseball for NBC Sports, Jason Benetti, on how to make something boring at least sound interesting. That's Wait, Wait, the NPR News Quiz.
Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, Sunday morning at 10 on Radio Catskill.
Looking for things to do? Check out Radio Catskill's community calendar. Find out what's happening or submit your own event. The community calendar at wjffradio.org.
Listen to Farmin' Country, your window into rural life in the Catskills and Delaware River Valley. Hear from local farmers, learn about sustainable agriculture, and more. That's Farmin' Country, coming up at 10 on Radio Catskill.
The Daily draws on the unrivaled quality and expertise of the New York Times Global Newsroom. Our mission is to tell stories more deeply and to incorporate a new kind of transparency. Weekday evenings at 6:30 here on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, this is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.